Neighbourhood. Your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The ANC's National General Council is in its second day in Boksburg. Last night, Secretary General Fikile Mbalula delivered a bland midterm report admitting the party's decline did not happen overnight. Newswatch's Anastasi Mohobu reports from the gathering in Boksburg.
Mbalula said last year's bruising election results came amid what he described as a well-funded effort to push the ANC below 50%. Delegates will today break into commissions to assess the state of the National Democratic Revolution and examine the balance of forces shaping the party. Mbalula also raised concern over the influence of money in ANC politics, warning that factionalism driven by money politics undermine unity.
Money politics remains one of the most destructive forces in the organization, influencing leadership contests and fundraising. The Integrity Commission therefore warns that blurred lines between state and party finances fuel corruption.
Anastasia Mkhobu, Boksburg.
SAFTU says government needs to urgently deal with the threat of pesticide exposure and food contamination in the agricultural sector. It's been commenting on a study which found that this year, 67 pesticides banned in Europe are still being exported to and used in South Africa. The Trade Union Federation's Asive Gyani has warned it's a growing crisis. She says farm workers and rural communities are being put at risk by hazardous pesticides that enter the environment.
We join Kasao in demanding a ban on highly hazardous pesticides, a shift towards agroecology and sustainable food systems. Food production must heal the land, not contaminate it. Mandatory medical surveillance and protection for all farm workers.
Well, medics are urging the public to take precautions as extreme heat hits KZN. The Weather Service has issued a warning for extremely uncomfortable conditions over the province's northeastern parts today, with temperatures expected to reach scorching 35 degrees in Riverside. LS Paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jemison is advising us to stay hydrated and apply sunscreen regularly to protect against the intense heat.
This weather is enjoyed by many. It also brings multiple casualties or possible casualties as a result of it. So, you know, for the rehydration purposes of the heat, please don't sit in the sun too long. And if you do, or if you are enjoying the beach or the pool, please make sure to use suntan lotion to protect your skin. But mostly, please stay rehydrated during this. Obviously, the hotter it is, more people sweat.
And Reporters Without Borders says Israel is responsible for nearly half of all journalists killed this year worldwide. In its annual report, the Paris-based Media Freedom Group says 67 were killed, one more than last year's total. It's revealed 29 of the deaths are of Palestinian reporters slain by Israeli forces in Gaza. The most deadly single attack was on a hospital in South Gaza in late August, in which five journalists were killed. The Israeli military says its raids and shelling targets Hamas fighters and leaders. Well, nearly all of KZN is on a level 2 alert today for severe thunderstorms with possible heavy rain except the extreme northeastern parts of the province, which are particularly very hot today. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 31 this afternoon, Richards Bay 30. The top story, the ANC's National General Council is in its second day in Boksburg after Secretary General Fikile Mbalula delivered a bland midterm report admitting the party's decline did not happen overnight. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.